on poles, and they weren't trying to pick themselves up or anything. Who were you calling
them? Well, you just call them. Some people call them a bunch of bums or something like that.
Okay. Somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways, when he goes into town, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old, what would he refer to himself as?
Old country guy.
Old country guy?
Sorry.
Anything else? Okay. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
Well, might be, I might say it. It's a quarter, 10, or something to 11, something like that.
Okay, so in other words, it's not quite, but it's...
Yeah. See, midnight, we call it midnight, 12 o'clock.
Okay. You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. I fell. Well, you didn't quite, so you...
Catch yourself.
Well, you get ready to fall, you don't, so you later on, you say, man,
Well, I feel like, you know how horrible it felt, something like that.
There's someone waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him. And he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
15 or 20 minutes or something like that.
Okay, what if you just talk about one single? You might say, I'll be with you in...
Well, it's a single, and he lives in a distant hall. I thought I'd be ready in about an hour. And be with you.
You know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You have somebody, how?
I meet somebody, I say, how far?
Okay.
Sister place is.
Okay.
I want to go.
If you're pointing out something nearby, you say?
Well, if I point out somebody, I say, this is name sister place over here.
Okay, like if I was pointing there, and I want to get your attention, what do you think I'd say?
Well, you would ask me, see, well, what's that out there? How far I have to go around? Okay. And I can estimate you something.
If you want to know how many times, you say, how, what, do you go to town? Like, I might say, how?
Well, you may ask me how often that I go to town.
Okay. You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say...
I say, it's up to you.
Well, one guy says, you know, I'm not going to do this. Another guy says, yeah, I'm not either. And you agree with him. So you say...
I'm not going to do it.
Okay. The part of your forehead above your eyes where you might put your hand with your tie, what do you call it?
Fire.
Okay. You go to the barber and have him give you cut your...
My hair, yeah.
What do you call that?
I have my hair cut.
Okay. Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it? So it always be handy. He always put it...
Behind the ear.
Okay. If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your...
Out of your mouth.
Okay. You got a chicken bone, stuck in his... You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
The flesh around the teeth.
I touch the gum.
Okay. You could hold that baby bird in the
palm of your hand.
Okay. He got mad and doubled up both his
wrists. Box of wrists.
Okay. Any place where you can bend your finger on your hand or your arm. Like, what would this be called?
Well, I can go
in any place.
Then elbows and then your finger.
Any other expression?
No, I call it the middle finger. Middle finger and the thumb.
What's this about?